Blog Talk Radio.
She's in her sexual prime. I got a pistol behind her. She's sipping on gin and tonic. I think we know that she's fine. She got the hang out, hang out. Up at the bar, she's in a tank top. Nails done, looking like flaw. And some say that she's too old. But I like the way that she takes control. And some say she can't be tamed. But the wow is never.
Welcome back to another episode of Cougar Chat. We're glad to have you. Thanks for listening. I'm Jen, your host, and I am joined by our other hosts, Nan, Michelle, and Andrea. Say hello.
Hi.
And tonight we're excited. We have a special treat for you. We have a representative from Tasteful Treasures, Linda McDonald, on with us. She is with the sex toy company, and we're so excited.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, girls.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. Really excited.
Yeah, we're excited, too. More than you know.
Well, this is Jennifer, Linda, and I have to admit I am a sex toy virgin, so we're going to have a lot of fun. You have to teach me some things.
Well, I meet those every week, so you're you're not alone.
Awesome.
Well, how long have you been in the business, Linda?
Actually, I just hit 13 years with the company. I'm one of the only full-time distributors in the entire state of PA.
Wow.
And I do about usually about 5 or 6 shows every week. It's what I do.
Wow, that's full-time for sure. Linda, this is Andrea speaking from up in Canada. I was doing a little bit of research, and I'm sure after 13 years, do you know the history of sex toys or vibrators?
Well, I've heard they've been around for a long, long time. Back in the days of Cleopatra, they researched it, and she would send her servants out to gather containers of wild bees, and she would take those containers and shake them up and put them on her sensitive areas to get her stress relief.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is so much more than what I found. All I found that in Victorian times they used vibrators to medically induce orgasm on hysterical women, or what they call the treatment of hysteria. And I don't know what the definition of hysteria might be, but those are some doctors, huh?
Yes, that is true. You had to go to a physician to actually, get stress relief back in those days.
Wow.
Couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Linda, what do you find sells the most? What do you sell the most of?
Oh, I'm telling you, we have all different categories in our color catalog, and one of my number one sellers that is a brand new item, it was just introduced August 1st, is an arousal gel for the female. It's all about you, nothing for him. It's called Sugar and Spice. I actually met the woman that designed the product, and she lives in Florida, and let me tell you something, this product rocks. It gives you a roller coaster ride like you've never been on before.
Oh, wow.
And it's been selling, like I said, I can't keep it in inventory. I do a lot of shows, and everybody picks it up when I play the raffle. That's the first thing that they want to get. This product actually has two different tops. One side is the mild, and the other side is the wild, and it's kind of like a little chemistry set for the sensitive area on the female. And you never start off with the wild; that's 10 times the intensity. So, the first couple times you use it, you mix it, and it's kind of like a little chemistry set. And then by the third time, you probably know if you need 2 pumps of mild and 1 wild, or 3 pumps of mild and no wild. So. It is an awesome product. It's not real expensive, and it's just awesome for the female.
Very nice. Sugar and Spice. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, so does that warm? Like, what is this wild sensation?
You are going to get the cool, tingly peppermint patty breeze, and then you're going to get the pulsating and the heating. And all the blood draws to the surface of the sensitive area, and a boy or a toy can kick it in a little faster, But I'm telling you, you're going to get a multitude of products all in one with this new item that we got.
Okay, and I think right above that we have Nymph Cream.
Woo-hoo! Yes, Nymph Cream.
So
that's been around since I went to my first show 16 years ago. Now that product doesn't really have a scent or a taste, where the Sugar and Spice is kind of like a peppermint scent and a peppermint taste. Nymph Cream doesn't really have a scent or a taste, but boy, that really gives you the warmth and the pulsating between the legs, the putting you in the mood. Like Austin Powers would say, nice. It's going to make you a horny baby. you know. and with all of our products, less is best, you know. Don't be squirting that whole tube all over you. My gosh, you'll be, you know, scooching down the rug like one of the dogs, you know, you see you scooching.
Like a dog. Yeah. Well, you know, I see something for him on the previous page is called Stud Mud. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Heck yeah, take your man from a dud to a stud, just slap him with some mud. Yeah, that stuff's awesome too. Again, all you need is a drop, you know, you don't want to be slapping it all over him like you're icing a cupcake. My God, that's way too much. Gosh, he'll be so slippy, he'll get on top, whee, fly right off of him. Hell, he'll wonder what the hell happened to you. You'll be laying on the floor. Just use a little thin coat. You can just put it on the helmet there if you want to do some head talking, or you can... slide it the whole way down around the twins. safe for intercourse and yummy for head talking, and he's going to get a little cool tingly sensation. And you got two flavors to pick from: citrus twist, which tastes like an orange creamsicle, or mint chocolate chippy, tastes like the ice cream.
all right, great. And then there's the Peter primer.
Peter primer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that stuff's a gel. Now, that's a little different texture than the stud mud. Stud mud's more of a cream.
Right.
Peter primer's more of a gel. And, again, less is best. Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a little more intense, and that is a big seller. You know, it comes in the cinnamon or the spearmint. Oh, my gosh, that's spearmint. It gives your breath that minty, fresh breath, feeling like you just got your teeth cleaned at the dentist office. It is amazing. It is very, very tingly and cool for him. And, again, safe for intercourse and yummy for head talking. I feel like I'm out of the show.
I love the name. It's awesome. Now, we were talking about one, tushies, before we started the show.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that thing has multiple uses. Tushies is our benzocaine-based numbing gel. I mean, it was designed to help ease, you know, discomfort on backdoor activity, but it has multiple uses. I did a show
amusing.
Yeah, I did a show and an 88-year-old grandma was there. Her granddaughter had her birthday party, and would believe it or not, she ordered 4 tubes of tushies. I just about fell off the chair. Yeah. And she was so funny. She was kidding around with me. She said, yeah, Pap really likes the backdoor activity. I was like, oh, my glam.
TMI.
TMI. But
well,
she said
it's nice to know that isn't going to end.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I was talking to my mom. God love my mom. If she knew I was talking about her, she'd die. But I was talking to her a couple weeks ago, and she's like, you know what, I'm 64, and I just don't feel it. You know, I had the same feelings. I have the same desires. I'm like, oh,
right.
TMI. But, I mean, you know, hey.
Yeah, that's something that we like, you know, to educate women that, you know, the shows, of course, you have to be 18 or older to attend because of the adult material. But I have had a lady that was born in 1913 at 2 of my shows. And, you know, she, I was just amazed. She only looked like she was in her 60s, you know, but she was very, very old. And she was still so full of life. And I think she had 6 or 7 husbands. She was like Elizabeth Taylor.
You go, girl.
That's right. So you meet all types in my business, but we're here to kind of
try again.
That's right. We try to educate and entertain and wrap it all into one. I love what I do. It's just so much fun.
So Linda, tell me. We were talking when we were like warming up. On page 8, there's the Tunnel of Love.
Oh, a masturbation thing for the man.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
The tunnel of love is not to replace the female. That's not what this is all about. This is to enhance your relationships together. But it is actually a pocket putty, as I like to call it. And what that is, he can use it, of course, if you're not around, if he's, you know, in a position where he travels or whatever, and, you know, keeps him honest, or you can use it together. You definitely want to use our water-based lubricant in that item. It's not going to go on him dry. And yeah, it slides the whole way down to the base of the shaft. The helmet can pop out the top there if you don't squeeze it tight, so you can still, you know, do some head talking. But when he's ready to climax, you just pull that baby up and it swallows it all for you. Mm-hmm. And of course you want to get some toy cleaner then to clean it up.
Oh, we were wondering about that. Yeah,
what kind of, how do you clean them properly?
Well, we have a wonderful water-based toy cleaner, and I always tell the girls to, you know, take it over to the sink. You want to wash it. The water will run straight down through it like a tunnel. Spray a little bit of the toy cleaner in there, a little more warm water. Squeeze it, roll it in a paper towel. You do not want to let your toys touch each other when they're being stored, because they will actually start melding together. You want to keep your toys separate when not in use.
We knew about that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't.
That happens
to me. A lot of
me.
People don't know that. Yeah, and you should take the batteries out, too. That's important, too. You want to take those batteries out.
Okay.
Every time?
Well,
this is a daily thing.
It's a lot of work.
In and out.
No pun intended.
So, the crown jewel, is that's the same thing, right?
Well, except the tunnel of love that we just talked about is made of a realistic material. It almost feels like human skin. So it looks really real. It's like you're a gynecologist, you know, you're looking at a, you know. And the crown jewel now is more of a stretchy jelly material, and it's actually got beads inlaid inside. So when you put the lubrication in that and put it down over your man and massage him with it, you're going to get he's going to get a massage with these pearls that are inlaid inside the material. So it's a completely different feeling than the tunnel of love. And then, of course, to clean it would be the same way. And we just got a brand new masturbation sleeve. It's a little smaller, but boy, is it ever snug. And it has lips on it, like on your, that's on your face that we talk with. It's not designed after the female sensitive area. And it actually comes with a little vibrator that fits into the side of it. It's called the Headmaster. And there again, you know, if your man enjoys.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your man enjoys these sleeves, they're three different, completely different feelings. So, you know, if he has one, don't think, oh, he doesn't need another one. It's just like us with toys, you know. One of the toys might hit the G-spot. One of the toys might, you know, have an outer stimulator. You know, one of them might do 10 functions. One of them might, you know, rotate. One of them might thrust. One of them, you know, so he needs a little variety, too.
Well, you mentioned Austin Powers, and, I mean, what is Austin Powers without his penis pump, right?
Yes, we do have one of those, too.
What is, I don't understand. Like, I understand the fact that it's supposed to pull the blood into the penis to,
right. And when he's semi-hard, he slides down the little stay-hard ring that comes with the pump. And what that does is puts a lot of pressure down there on the main vein. And then his unit, I call it a unit, goes up inside the tube, and it kind of vacuum seals because there's a little liner in there, and it really stretches and pulls it. The thing with our pump is it's very reasonably priced. You know, it's under $25, and it is a hand pump, so he has to be able to pump it with his hand. It's not, you know, a plug-in electric one. But there again, I would definitely recommend the slick lubricant, and yeah, that's a really good seller too. Oh my gosh, we just got this new couples toy on page 8. It is called the Banging Bunnies. Oh my gosh. It is turbo. I mean, I would definitely not recommend this for nobody that's ever had a, you know, like a stimulator like that before. You want to start off with one of our lower powered ones, like the Bull Ring or the Butterfly Kiss. But boy, these Banging Bunnies are my number one selling new toy since it came out August 1st.
What size are the batteries?
It takes 4 AA's on that one, and it slides down to the base of the shaft, and you've got four bunny ears tickling you when you come down on top, and four bunny ears underneath to stimulate him. And there's two separate controllers, so you can have his on low and yours on turbo. It is intense. Wow. Yeah.
I'm on the website because my magazine didn't arrive, unfortunately. But so I'm just I'm following along.
It was through customs.
Exactly, the customs agents, they're taking their time with it.
Yeah, held up in customs.
Oh. And I'm on the site here, and this French tickler is the most bizarre-looking thing. It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie, jellyfish-ish, with nubs all over the top, and almost like crooked sticks coming down on the bottom that are joined together. I don't know how better to describe it. If you're online
actually,
and able to take a look.
Yeah. You usually a lot of people know what French ticklers are because they used to actually sell them in gas stations, believe it or not. I remember when my husband and I was dating, you could go into the gas stations and buy condoms or French ticklers. It was like, oh my God. And the French ticklers, they're very soft. They're not hard at all. They're like a little, you can roll them up in your hand. They are reusable. And what it is a little stretchy sleeve that slides the whole way down over him, or you could actually put it on your favorite toy, okay? And then when you come down on top, you've got the little jelly fingers tickling and teasing you. He's got skin-to-skin contact because it's not completely sealed like a condom, okay?
Right. It's making more sense now. It just looks like the most bizarre darn thing.
I know people see them and they're pretty small in the little box, and I'm like, oh no, they'll stretch down over that 10-inch 5. They're like, oh my gosh. So yeah, they do stretch.
Right on. How many shows have you done?
Boy, I think I've done a little over 3,000 shows in 13 years. Yeah. I just can't believe it. I mean, I love what I do so much. It's not even like working. It's just, you know, going out with the girls and having fun and then you get paid. It's amazing what you can do, in this business. It's just awesome. And the lady that runs this company, she's fantastic. She's actually coming to our Pennsylvania sales meeting tomorrow night. She started this actually in her home 16 years ago, and now, you know, it's grown to this, you know, million-dollar business across the United States. So it's just a really nice way for women to, earn a living and really determine if you want to work, you know, every day or if you want to work twice a week or twice a month. You know, it doesn't matter.
Now, over the last 13 years, have you noticed a difference in how much people spend on the toys and how the closet they are about it?
Well, no, I still meet people that have never had a toy before, like she said,
Jennifer.
Tonight. Jen said. I have people that have almost every toy in the book, and they can hardly wait till the book changes when we get new stuff so they can get new items. Some shows I do, everybody buys a toy. Nana's everything. Other shows I do, I may not sell that many toys. It's just you never know. Every audience is different at every party. You know, I just am amazed that I've been doing this so long, and there's girls out there that have never been to a show that's in their, like, 30s, 40s, or 50s, or never even heard of it. You know, it's just, and their faces are priceless. When I'm talking about the items and doing the show, their faces are just, especially when I talk about the pleasure on the string beads, the anal beads for the man. Oh, my glands. Oh,
oh, we were talking about that before the show, too, I think.
Well, these women just can't believe that the sphincter muscle will draw those up inside his anal tract, and it will. And, you know, I tell him it's not going to disappear because there's a little string, there's a little a loop on the end of that string there. And I say, never rip them out like you're starting up a lawnmower, you know. Gosh, that's not good. You just want to pop one bead out at a time till you get down to the end one and woohoo, look out. He's going to have a really intense orgasm. Don't expect him to get up and help you with anything the rest of the night. He's going to be out of it.
It's funny you said that it won't get lost. I know of a person who ended up going into the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a dildo shoved up her ass, and they could not retrieve it. So she went to the emergency room to have them retrieve it.
Yeah, that's
good. You can lose tampons, too. I mean, yeah.
What's
that?
You
can, like,
really shouldn't put
there.
Tampons up your ass, Jen.
No, I'm not.
Why would you put a tampon in the back door? I don't understand.
Funny. Like when they did get the vibrator out, I want to know, was it still on? Was the battery still good? Or the battery side?
It keeps going and going and going. never put anything up.
Was it too small? Or was it too big?
Don't put anything up the back door that doesn't have a stopper. You've got to make sure it doesn't get beyond the opening. Everything for the back door should have a stopper.
I think they have a naturally built-in stopper.
That would be like the booty buzzer.
Yes, the booty buzzer is awesome. Yes, yes. That is for the back door. It's a nice little jelly, flexible little probe. It's got a little built-in waterproof bullet, and you don't have to use the vibrator with it, you know. And when you start off, you just want to lubricate it, and you just want to put it up a little bit. You don't have to shove it up the whole way, you know. And then as you get more comfortable, you can put it in a little further and a little further, and then it gets a little, you know, thicker. The probes and the wands are actually designed more for the women's back door, because when they go up inside, you're going to feel the pressure. The beads were designed from the Orient, and they were specifically for the man's back door because he has a prostate. And what the beads do when they go up inside the back door there, they put pressure on the prostate, and he cannot have a... He cannot climax because all those beads are putting pressure on his prostate. So that's why you just want to remove one bead at a time, very slowly, until you get to the last one, and then look out. Put on your dog. No.
I am like so aware of the male's back door. I am totally clueless.
It's their bum, Michelle.
I really am. I'm sorry. I am so clueless on the guy's back door.
Some men say that's an ouchie, get away from me. Other guys, you know, want to experiment with it. So, you know, like, again, everybody's different.
Yeah, the exit only, that's.
And you should probably ask before you
insert.
Definitely something you want to discuss.
So seriously though, I know I sound stupid, but seriously, can a guy have an orgasm through the ass? I mean, seriously.
Oh.
I don't think anything's... I think he's going to climax and ejaculate, but it's not going to shoot out his ass.
Oh, no. I know he's not going to shoot anything out of his ass.
If something comes out the back door, look out. He might have been at a picnic the day before. He might have been at a picnic the day before and had some beans.
Get out the hazmat suit. Forget the goggles. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I so didn't mean that.
You are hilarious.
Would you like to be a distributor? I can train you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, girls, you're hilarious.
Now, okay, I don't know much about, again, I'm pretty much a virgin when it comes to toys, but I've heard from my friends who, you know, couples who have done anal, that it's very stimulating and very erotic for a woman because there's a lot of sensory glands there. So I don't know if it's the same for men. Anyone know?
Well, the man's G-spot is actually up his back door. Yes. Our G-spot is up the front. And we do have toys that, you know, stimulate the female G-spot. They are absolutely fantastic. They're some of my top sellers. On page 10, that Pure Pleasure. Oh, my gosh. That toy is very expensive looking. It's very classy looking. It actually curves to hit the female G-spot. And it's got 10 different vibrating patterns. Like it vibrates low, it vibrates medium, it escalates to high, it surges, it pulsates, it does everything except the dishes. I mean, it is fantastic. And
which one was
and
that?
It is the pure pleasure on page 10. It's a it's a white toy. Yeah, it's white. And see, there's actually three different types of orgasm a woman can have. A woman can have an orgasm by inner penetration alone, like with a man's unit or a toy. A woman can have an orgasm by outer stimulation alone, like that little man in the boat region. And by the way, I did read that when they took a survey in the United States, it was like 70% of the women that were surveyed preferred to have an orgasm by outer stimulation opposed to inner penetration. Very interesting. And then the last way to have an orgasm is inner penetration, outer stimulation at the same time, and that is what that pure pleasure does. Yes. And it's curved to hit the G-spot.
Okay, I found it.
You want to slide that up inside you so the curve, yes, the curve needs to face out towards your navel, not your back door. Curve it so it faces out towards the navel.
The day I found my G-spot was the day that, I started praying more.
I'm just saying.
What?
Yeah, you definitely know when you hit it, man.
Whatever.
You definitely know because you're going to feel like you got to pee really bad, but you know you don't because you just peed before you put it up there. So make sure you empty your bladder, lubricate that really good with Slick. Slide it up there so it curves out towards your navel, and then just pivot it real gently back and forth like hands on a clock. You only need to go from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. You know, don't be ripping it down to 6. It ain't down there. And then when you hit your G-spot, woo, you're going to feel like you got to pee. Then you want to kick that baby on high. Oh, my glands. Look out.
Tucker... Power.
Oh my gosh, that toy should be called Tucker Sucker. That thing is intense. It is a silver vibrating bullet that does, I think, seven different functions. It's got a silicone suction cup sleeve with feelers underneath the suction cup. So what you want to do is lick up, lubricate up the rim of the suction cup, and then you turn that baby on, and it has a tendency to stick and stay wherever you want it to.
Okay, I can't find it. I'm sad.
Where is it?
Sorry, page 10.
Page 10.
Oh,
page 10, center square.
Right in the middle.
Yes.
Ah, there it is. It's center square. Okay. And on the website, what would that be? Vibrator.
That would be under Tasteful Toys.
Ooh, sorry.
It looks dangerous.
It would not be under rotating or waterproof. It would be under Tasteful Toys, probably miscellaneous Tasteful Toys.
Okay, for our listeners, I'm going to read the description. Tucker Power features soft, flickering ticklers with seven patterns of vibration, pulsating and escalation to arouse your erogenous zones. The silicone sleeve is removable for easy cleaning.
I don't have a Tasteful Toys option.
Oh, well, I haven't been on the website for
so long.
It's on there somewhere. It would probably be under bullets. Oh. Should be maybe under bullets.
Well, talking about bullets, what would be your number one bullet?
It's that little blue bullet micro set.
I would thought so. That's my guess.
On page seven, it's been around for years, and it goes from low to I'm going to blow. It comes with a little sleeve that stretches and snaps over the bullet, and then the bullet could be inserted.
Oh.
It's only $21, and it'll make you holler. Another nice one, if you'd like waterproof, is Bedazzled. It is a really sleek, shiny, metallic, purple vibrator that has diamond crystals inlaid on the outside of it. And I always tell my customers, you know, if you go away overnight and you can't take a big dildo, you can take this because you can slide it in your cosmetic bag or with your jewelry. It's so pretty, you know, nobody knows. And when you touch the end, it lights up and it starts to vibrate. And people say, oh, is that, you know, is that all it does? No, you're not using it right. You know, what you want to do is touch the end, it lights up, and you hold it in, and it goes, and when it gets to the desired vibration that you can handle, you let up. That is unbelievable. It is a true pocket rocket, and that one is waterproof. No cords attached on the Bedazzled.
Oh.
You also want to make sure you never put it in your carry-on bag to go through the scanner.
That's right.
I've made that mistake.
I bet you have. Okay, so what about the vibrating lipstick? That looks pretty
interesting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I love the vibrating lipstick. I say it's for your lips below the waist.
Nice.
It has multiple speeds, and it's you know, it's not a lipstick. It's a decoy. But it is fantastic for those, you know, those, like I said, those quick little, you know, weekend trips. You want to take something in your carry-on bag and you don't want something, you know, real big. This, you can just throw it in your cosmetic bags because it looks like a tube of lipstick. But, boy, is it powerful. It comes with batteries, and it's multi-speed. It's only one color, of course. And I always say, you know, you're stuck in a traffic jam. Yeah, you're stuck in that traffic jam. They'll be blowing the horn, get moving, lady. You'll be like, go around and drop a lipstick. It is awesome. Awesome toy, and it's very inexpensive. It's only like $12. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Flying to Vegas next week, so I might have to get one.
Oh, they're wonderful. They come in a little travel bag.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that all of our stuff comes in little travel bags, so it's awesome.
Oh, very cool. I was just going to say, I had a girlfriend. She got one of the, was it the butterfly?
Yes.
I think that was under the bullets.
The little butterfly kiss?
I can't remember
the
proper name. Yeah, butterfly kiss.
Yes.
One of my girlfriends, when I lived way up north in the middle of nowhere and not Canada, she got one of those to drive back to the city. And she did. She drove for like 9 hours with this thing.
Oh my gosh.
And she said
she
it was
needed
a great drive. Wow.
She needs our new remote control bullet. That's what she needs. Oh, my gosh. It's on page 7. It's a remote control bullet. It's waterproof. You can be wearing that, you know, up inside, and he can be out mowing the grass and hit that remote controller outside, and zip, you're going to get the sensation inside. You know, you can wear it when you're out to dinner. You know, you need a little cocktail. You know, you just hit. It is so awesome. It is waterproof. Bullet, and the controller looks like a garage door opener. I mean, it doesn't look, you know, like anything essential. He can have it, you know, laying with his keys and nobody's going to know it. But I always say, you know, if you're in a mobile home park and your neighbor next door has one and you hit yours, if they're within that 23-foot range, theirs is going to come on too.
Well, when I was telling one of my girlfriends the story about the other one driving down south, she said, oh, that happened to me. She had one of the same ones driving through the states, and she was on an interstate, and didn't a transport truck going by her on the right-hand side see her adjusting herself and let her know that he very much appreciated her adjustment. I was just mortified for her. She said, oh, no, honey, don't be mortified. I blew him a kiss. I just can't even imagine.
Oh, hey, we sell this one that's 10 inches long. It's on page 8. It's called Blue Thunder for some fun down under. And let me tell you, this toy is 8 inches long. It's not, we used to have a 10 inch, but this one's 8 inches long. It's like if you make a fist, it's from your wrist to your elbow. I mean, it is huge. And talking about somebody seeing it, I put it in my glove box when I took my car in to be inspected. And I told the young guy, I said, make sure the old guy gets in my glove box and gets my paperwork out. Well, I got this call. I was down in Virginia shopping with the girls, and I get this call from him. He's like, you're a hell of a woman. He said, I reached in there and thought I'd grab me a snake. I didn't know what the hell that thing was. Oh, my gosh. So, y'all, we can have some. These are great, great gag gifts, too. I mean, we have stuff, you know, for romance. We have edible. We have fantasy, we have lingerie, and then we got all the crazy novelty and gift items and the stuff for romance. So we got a little bit of something for everybody. And the prices, you know, are from like, my God, you can get the little pecker pacifier for what, like $3? You can get a little bag of goodies for $20, you know?
Well, yeah, the prices I've seen, they're not bad at all.
The most expensive thing, which is reasonable, is that fantasy swing?
That's like
The ultimate flying sex trapeze. Yes. Yes. That comes with all the hardware you need. That is on the bottom of page 3. It is the ultimate flying fantasy swing. And our swing is really deluxe because it not only has the leg supports, the arm supports, but it's got a back support. That's really important, especially for us girls. Mm-hmm. Ours comes with a little silky blindfold, and it's really easy to install. You do have to find a stud to hook it in the ceiling. You know, you don't want to put it in somewhere
and
it falls
down
when you get in it. That's right, and you definitely need a stud to put you in it, you know. It holds 350 pounds, so usually one of you is up in the swing, preferably you, and then the other one, him or your other mate, is on the ground directing you into position. And it has like a spring, it bounces, it is just so much fun, and it fits all body parts, and it does come with really everything you need except for, like I said, go to Lowe's and find a stud, get a stud finder. You definitely need to put it in a stud. And during the day when you're not using it, you can put a plant on the hook or stick a...
Shout out to my husband. Because I told him, I said, we'll have to get this. I'm not hanging that up in my bedroom. I said, well, we can take it down and put flowers up there. Seriously.
I had one couple that actually put it in their garage because their garage was heated, and they said it's the only place they could seal the kids out of that didn't have any windows, so they had theirs in the garage. Uh-huh.
No, actually, we had a prior guest, Liz Earls, who wrote a book called Days of the Cougar, who went to Lowe's not only to find hardware, but to find a date. So that's a possibility, too.
Yeah, she should be wearing some of our Pure Instincts. I'm telling you, I've been wearing this stuff for, well, I bought it at the first party I ever went to. It's a mood enhancer, a sex attractant. It's on page 6 at the top, and I'm telling you, if you wear it every day, it's like a 2-year supply. This little bottle, all you need is a drop on your wrist. Rub your wrists together. You put it on when you're, like, getting ready in the morning, you know? Rub your wrists together, then slide it up to your neck pulse points because, you know, if you wash your hands during the day, you're going to wash it off your wrist. But you haven't taken it off your neck unless you've taken a bath. It puts you in a better mood because, you're like breathing it all day long and not even realizing it. But anybody that comes around you, it is amazing. Females can wear it. Men can wear it. Pheromones is what all animals and humans naturally secrete, some more than others, And it's scientifically proven when worn to send subconscious signals out that draw others to you. So watch out. You may become a people magnet when you wear it. But it is awesome. It is
well,
awesome.
Well, I work with a bunch of women, so that may not be the best thing for me.
Well, actually, it would just probably put them all in a better mood. I've only had like 2 people out of in 13 years that said another woman came on to them. So, but no, it's awesome. I don't know if I could have done as many shows as I've done successfully if I did not wear that every day. I could write a book. It's amazing. I have hairdressers and waitresses, and they never want to go to work a day without it on. They tell me that their tips really skyrocket, and I have realtors that love it because they said it helps with the closing of the sale. It makes the buyers feel more at ease. School bus drivers, people around kids, teachers, daycare, they said it calms the kids. And really, if you go into like PetSmart or, Petco or something, they sell a plug-in for in the wall that has pheromones in it to calm the pets. So, nothing new. But our pheromones are synthetic pheromones. They're not taken from animals. We're an animal-friendly company, so ours are synthetic pheromones that are designed to mimic the human pheromones. But it rocks. That's right. It's awesome.
Well, on a less sexual scale, I have tried the Coochie product, which is fabulous.
Oh, Coochie. Yes, yeah. I bought Coochie at the very first show I ever went to. It is our rash-free shave cream, and it is wonderful. Mm-hmm. All you need is a drop. The secret is wet the area first, because if you put it on dry and you keep putting more and more on, then you cut yourself all up because you're so slippy. But just wet the area, and it's really safe to shave hair from head to toe. And men love it, the guys with the beards, the guys shave their heads, but, less is best. And when you put it on your wet leg and rub it in, it there's no foam up at all. It just gets really slippy. And you shave it off, rinse, towel dry. No moisturizer needed. It's all built in. And we do have two scents. The original is kind of like a baby lotion. It really does not have a scent. The green label is very herbal, very green tea. It's called Relaxation. And then the pink one is my favorite. That is the scent of passion, and it kind of smells like Bomeria. And you can use double it as a hair conditioner. It makes your hair very, very soft.
Yeah, a friend of mine in the chat room just said my man loves it for his bald head.
Yeah, I buy that stuff by the case. It is a big seller.
I was just thinking, ladies, we're all going to be getting together in March, right?
Yeah, we should have a show.
Yeah, we should have a party.
There you go. Actually, the end of March is our yearly convention down in Virginia Beach. That's when we all get together, and that's when we get our wishes granted and party all weekend long. We have a costume party every year. It's a different theme. And then we have awards night where we get all dressed up and everybody goes up and gets a wish granted. And it doesn't matter, like I said, if you do one show a month or one show a week or one show a day, everybody's important because it takes everybody to, keep the company going. And she grants one wish off your list. It's awesome. She makes car payments and sends you on trips and buys you jewelry and, things that maybe you couldn't normally afford. She helps make those wishes come true. So it's kind of neat. Did some other party plans before I got into Tasteful Treasures, but this by far, was the best one for the commission level and for the sisterhood and for the convention. She doesn't say, you sell so much, you go on a trip. Well, maybe you don't want to go on a trip, or you drive around in a certain type of car. You may not want that. She lets you send her a wish list of what you would like, and then based on your personal sales for the year, she promises to grant one wish off your list.
All right.
Do you know the dates of your conference? Because the conference we're talking about is actually March 22nd through the 25th.
Let me look here in
we'll
the back of my book.
March.
I have it.
We'll be
I
out there March 21st.
Oh, my God. I think that's when. Convention is March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Of course it is.
I cannot believe it.
When are you heading out?
Who, me?
Who's breathing? All right, someone stop.
I don't know. Someone's getting sweaty.
Someone's excited.
Oh, my gosh. I actually leave that Wednesday, whatever day that is. I don't have a 2011 calendar.
That's the 21st.
I usually have to head out a day early. March, yes. I will be leaving the 21st, and I'll be getting back Sunday night the 25th.
Well, maybe we can do a book party, and we'll just, bring our own samples.
Yeah, I can send you a little sample of some of the items. I have little samples of, like, the nipple nibblers and the chocolate fudgy weight of body toppings and you really should be at a show to see the stuff. What are you guys doing St. Patty's Day? The weekend before, you can't get together.
Well, one's in Canada, one's in Virginia, one's in North Carolina, and one's here in PA.
Oh. Well, I can see the one when I'm going down to Virginia Beach in Virginia.
No, she'll be in Gettysburg.
Oh, gee.
We're all being in Gettysburg that week of March.
Oh, man.
But maybe we could do a book party.
Yes, that would be awesome, too. You earn free products that way. If you can't have a home show, show a book. You actually earn double free products. Anybody that, you know, wants to have a book party, man, they can really make out well because they earn double the credit. So, yeah, I always like to have some book parties. And I definitely enjoy the performing part of the home show. I'm actually on DVD. I could send you the DVD of me doing a party. Then you guys can pop it in and watch me. There you go.
We could
you can pop it in. Yeah.
Ooh, exciting.
I say we do that. Let's have a party on the 21st.
Sounds good to me. That's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Now, will you guys be in Gettysburg Wednesday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday
night. Well, maybe I'll just Wednesday night. Well, why don't I just see if I can't if I don't have to leave till Thursday, the 22nd.
Don't want you to be late though. So.
Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. I'll get back to Michelle about that, but. The owner of Tasteful Treasures is actually coming in tomorrow for our Pennsylvania sales meeting, so I'm going to double check. I may not have to be down there till Thursday. It's only Virginia Beach. It's not that far away from me, you know, a couple hours.
Michelle?
6 hours.
Yeah, she wants to have the party on the 21st because it's her birthday.
Ooh.
To buy her a gift.
No,
she could
my birthday's the 22nd.
She could wear the naughty tiara.
Awesome. Oh, Michelle.
But see, we're going to have a lot of friends there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We'll have a ton of people there.
And we'll just,
yeah.
You know, bring them all into the room.
Yes.
Whoever's there.
I do a lot in conference centers. I've actually been at the Felicita Resort in a double room. You know, everybody just sat on the beds and I stood at the door where you came in the room. I mean, I've been, you know, down at the old wonderful Wanda's upstairs in the conference room. I've been quite a few places. So, yeah, I mean, I really think that I could actually do a show on Wednesday night. I just would have everything packed and ready to go for Thursday.
Okay. We're trying to make it, like, a decent time, like 6.
Yeah, usually I'm there about, you know, three and a half hours from start to finish, and we have a little break in between, and and all that. But, oh, my God, you guys would love it. You would be laughing so hard you'd fall off your chairs.
I don't know if I'd be there at 6. I'd try, but probably closer to 7. But don't worry about me. Y'all go ahead.
You can join in.
No. You've got to see the edibles. The edibles are the first part of the show. You got to be there. We can start at 7. But, I'm just going to put Michelle here with a question mark. That way I will double-check that tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I can be around that night.
Hi. Oh, we'll have fun. And then hit the bar afterwards.
Oh, my gosh. It will be you'll be like, oh my God, I cannot believe she does this every day. It is just so much fun. We'll have you ring for sex bell every time I talk about something that you like. Ding ding ding.
All right.
we'll make you put your drink in the pecker party glass that flashes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Oh, it is. I'll bring the naughty tiara. You can wear the Pecker Inspector badge from the Department of Erections.
Oh, actually, she wants one. Oh, she wants one so bad.
I told the girls, I said, I actually thought about getting that. And I think I'm actually am going to get it. Well, we had a show one time where we were talking about, like, the size of everybody, you know, guys.
Uh-huh.
And I said that I would sacrifice and I would measure it, all the guys I came across. So... the Pecker Inspector is—it's all me. I'm on it.
Oh my gosh, you're fun. We have our booby stress relievers too. Jiggly jugs for those stressed-out mugs. And we got the Pecker
Dave
stress
just
reliever
said in
the
chat
female.
Room. Sorry, Dave in the chat room just said, "I don't know if I approve of this. Michelle is giving me a ride from Baltimore. We might get in an accident because she's in a hurry."
Yeah, picking him up from Baltimore that day, that morning. That
oh
afternoon.
My gosh! Give him the control for the remote control bullet. Say, here, just push it.
Okay,
in a while.
Well, I have to get permission from my husband.
There you go.
Oh, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, we
for,
have.
For
I mean,
the remote. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I think we've asking
all...
forgiveness after. A lot easier.
But no, being at a home show, you know, is really the way to go, especially if you've never, you know, had a toy before, because you actually get to see them, hear them, you know, touch them, you know, and see a little, you know, presentation, and it's just you're at ease, you know. It's not like you have to go into a store or, you know, you buy something on the internet that you're not quite sure. You never talk to somebody to know if it's soft or what it does. Or so I do want everybody that's listening, you know, to feel free to, you know, call me or email me, you know, with any questions, or if you'd like a free color catalog, you know, I'll send them out to you. I'm at the post office almost every other day mailing stuff out across the state. So, you know, feel free to call me or email me, and I'll get a color catalog out to you. Or you can always go to the the tastefultreasures.com website, and if you do place an order there, just / and put Linda 259 in there, and I would get credit for the sale. Appreciate it. So it all adds up, big or small, it all adds up.
definitely. Well, we have 90 seconds left, but Linda, I want to thank you for coming on, and this has been awesome.
Oh my God,
I've learned a lot.
Yeah,
and I have a lot of money
thank
to
you.
Spend in the next week.
Thank you for inviting me. I can hardly wait to meet everybody in March. Woohoo!
Yeah, I can't wait either. It's going to be fun.
Oh my God,
awesome.
It will be a blast. Guaranteed fun.
You know, my friend Grace said that you were just the bomb, so.
Oh, she's a sweetie pie. Yeah. I talked to her today, too. She's a good customer. You know, your customers become your friends, you know, and I know a lot of people, and they always say, you know, just so much fun, and we can hardly wait to get together again. So that helps me, because without them, I wouldn't be you know, where I'm at today. So I thank all my friends and my customers for, you know, being there and supporting me throughout the years.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much. Well, next week we have the Chippendales live from Vegas, and then the week after that we have Susan Graham, who's a comedian and actress. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, everyone.